Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is an associate pastor in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, Approaching the Cross.
The gospel that I've chosen is from the gospel of the day, John 11:55-56. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another, as they were in the temple area, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?" The Gospel of the Lord. During the past 8 Sundays, I've been running a series at Christ the King Parish, here where I'm the parochial vicar, here in Springfield, Illinois. And what we've been doing is looking at the video, The Chosen, and then we follow it with just sort of a group sharing, kind of like group spiritual direction. Been a bit very powerful experience, and again the participants pointed out to me that they especially liked the videos because the characters seemed so human and so real. And if you've seen the videos, you know exactly what they're referring to. I agree that the characters do seem so real, so lifelike, so possible. In the passage that I just read from the Gospel of John, everybody knew that Jesus liked the feast. But today, on Saturday morning, we're looking forward to a great feast as well, a feast that we love. Tonight begins the Vigil of Palm Sunday, and so one of the holiest weeks of the year, where we commemorate the Paschal mystery leading up to the resurrection, a great feast indeed. The Gospels from the past couple of days preparing us to celebrate the feast days ahead of us have really focused on different dimensions of Jesus' relationship with the scribes, the Pharisees, and others who were looking to hand him over. And as Jesus encounters them, we find all sorts of very interesting human relationships going on and human issues coming up. Today's whole gospel is very much in line with that possibility. Here we see Caiaphas, the high priest, thinking about why it is that Jesus should be put to death. But ultimately, the whole focus, the conclusion of this preparation, even tomorrow with Passion Sunday, is the cross of Jesus, a symbol of our salvation, yes, but as the real human beings during the time of Jesus pondered the cross and thought of the cross, I think it's important to consider what went on in their mind. What was going on? What was Jesus' experience of the cross as man? What were the disciples' experience of the cross? And even today's gospel, what is the Pharisees and high priests' experience of the cross? Oh, those Pharisees and high priests are interesting characters indeed. Locked up in the fundamentalist insight towards law. Law was the absolute for them. And so to live outside the law was to not be saved. But the law was it, and they were the interpreters of the law, and in a sense, the keepers of the gate. the Pharisees and Sadducees, afraid of the truth, afraid of Jesus, because he was doing many signs and wonders. I think that's kind of strange. But if the chief priests and the Pharisees were interested in the truth which is even the law, the prophets, they would have seen the glory and authority of Jesus. But they couldn't. They couldn't swallow their pride. They couldn't accept the call to follow someone other than themselves. They couldn't let go of their positions of authority. Don't we all sometimes have the same experience in our daily lives? We want to be the center of attention. And so when we see somebody else do well or receive praise, we can get kind of jealous. And our jealousy can often turn into envy. Yes, envy, meaning that we are angered and even saddened by the goodness of another person. We brew over it, we think about it, and we end up being just like those Pharisees and Sadducees in their approach to Jesus. The ideal, I suppose, is to be one of those faithful followers of Christ. I think it's really important to think about, as we come to this holiest of week, think about our own Christian discipleship. And what is it that we experience as we approach the cross, the real cross, without any glamour of literature or interpretation, the cross of Jesus, which held his body? Today we're invited to reflect over what's coming up in our lives, starting tonight, the celebration of these great feasts. May we not lose sight of the importance of them in our own spiritual journey. May God continue to bless us as we look upon the cross and find their wholeness and health, redemption and salvation. May God bless you, and may you have a very holy and awesome Easter.